Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends, man. We are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Johan Else, gracing you so much with something else there. I always call it the joyride, you know, where when you listen, then you are just riddled with joy. How amazing. Thank you, Johan. May you have a wonderful and a graced evening and a rest. And well, I will be talking to the Apostle Phumlamfe, and I'm trying to connect with Umfundisi Makamu, but it looks like I'm not getting through. It's just ringing. And let me start with this song. It's a beautiful one. It's a beautiful one. Calling us to wake up, man. All of us, the children of the Father, let us wake up. Wake up from corruption. Wake up from disease. Wake up from deceptions. Wake up from delusions. Let's just wake up and be awakened to the higher calling.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Let us preach what we live and teach what we live. You'd know this song would be doing
what bass?
All the rounds, man. And it's a gospel song, noch all. We didn't know.
We need each other.
I don't know if Phumla knew.
Wake up, everybody! Hey.
No, you didn't know.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you good. And what are we teaching them, man? I can tell you, just drive over to the old campus, the arts campus of TUT, just here in town, and just look around. There are those shops there and those little stalls there, and see there hundreds and hundreds of young people there are just gathering in the dark. You know what they're doing? They're doping like nobody's business, man. It's needles, it's Bluetooth. You know, it's just a mess. That is why we need to wake up and start to teach this ways of the Father, this new way of the Father. And it says politicians must stop lying. It says those who are dope pushers must stop pushing dope. And those who are preachers must start preaching the truth. It says everybody needs to wake up. And I tell you, unless we as the body of the Hamashiach, the body of the Messiah, if we don't speak, there will be continuous questions as to where are you? Just like a question that was asked some few months ago, a year ago. Where's the church when things are like this? Where are they? Where are they? We see they're having these big meetings of men, of women. They're having all these big meetings, but where are they in the communities? If we have to look into the communities, how do they do the outreach? You know, are they mobilizing themselves for themselves, in themselves? What about the lost souls, you know? And we need those who would get out there and start speaking the truth for evangelism, outreach, and soul winning. We need those that would teach even the word and touch people with the word amazingly so. Apostle Phumla is in the house and on the line. Let us greet and welcome her. Greetings to you, Apostle. I trust you are well.
I'm well and freezing by God's grace.
Ish.
But we thank God we are good. Keeping warm, you know. And I hope you're well and our listeners are well in this cold weather.
We hope Hutoba right, man. We hope Hutoba right as time goes on.
Absolutely.
We also have Vunis Makamo on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. I trust you are well, Sam.
Good evening, my apostles, Ninjani. I'm going to go to the house.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you. Thank you for being available, and we really appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. And tonight, you know, we are going to touch the issue of half-heartedness. Half-heartedness. To do things half-heartedly. You know, when people are doing things half-heartedly, for the Elohim, you know, very fast you do it half-heartedly, half-heartedly, fellowship half-heartedly, reach out half-heartedly, grace people with some goodness half-heartedly. What is it even all about? And are we able to measure whether we are doing things for the Father half-heartedly, you know? And do we even at times make people to serve half-heartedly? Let me tell you, some few days ago, I think it's on Tuesday, as I was doing the show, one lady started to send a message, and she sent it in Afrikaans and started to say all those nasty things, you know. And I saw, this thing, the way it is coming, it wants to set me off so that I don't broadcast properly. But what I said was, forgive me for seeing me the way you do. And I will try by all means to change so that you could see that which is right, you know. And then on my Facebook, I saw she's posting hearts and all those things and stuff. But I think, you know, there are also factors and some people who are prompting us to do things half-heartedly, you know, who basically sabotage the work of the Father so that we become disheartened and we start to serve him on conditions or with conditions. There are those. And also there are issues that are around us. It can be family issues, it can be work issues, it can be health issues, financial issues, that can cause many people to start serving the Father half-heartedly. I know. It says in season and out of season, serve, just like an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. I know that very well. Yet the Father wouldn't write so many verses about half-heartedness, you know, if it wasn't happening to the saints. It does come to the saints. It does happen to the saints. And we need to address this. We need to look into this, you know, and be able to see where are we, you know, half-hearted. You know, David says, my soul, why are you cast down within me? You know, why was he saying that? You know, because he was seeing how in some form or way, he was no longer serving the Father with the vigor that he used to serve the Father with, you know. I've been using the word vigor in my writings today so much, so please forgive me if it appears many times. Now, when we speak of this very aspect of half-heartedness, we are talking about some form of double-mindedness in serving the Father. That yes, you want to serve the Father, but you also have your focus set on something else, on other services maybe, on other things, and thereby you don't serve the Father correctly and as fully as you ought to. That can be also the case. But the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. In 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 31, it says, But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Elohim, Yahuwah of Israel, with all his heart, for he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel to sin, who had made Yasharal, Israel, to sin. We see Jehu. Jehu, who said, yes, I am for the Father, but still was not forsaking the ways of his predecessor, you know, Jeroboam, who had caused the whole nation to be under sin, to sin. He says, yes, I believe in the Father. Yo, there are people who say, yeah, we're Christians. Yeah, we are a Christian country. And then you would see how. Hey, Mavuli Stadium. Now, Baba, kolega bafundisi kungasi kudala. Pye 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 pye. Aw, madoda. Kuntung kung 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 kung. We no ke wa yesal bonside. Go traditional play kung bar ko sal bonside. Pye pye. And then hona luko hong bar hubinwa dinaka. So we'd go and just to look at those people there. Then you would see many people would say, okay, no, yes, I am for the Father, but at the same time you would see them causing so many people to sin. Causing so many people to sin. We see that in most instances. We see that in many instances. Now look at Joash. Then he said, I'm looking at 2 Kings 13, 18. Joash said, take the arrows. So he took them and he said to the king of Yasharal, strike the ground. So he struck the ground three times and stopped. Verse 19. And the man of Yahuwah said, was angry with him and said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times. You know, half-heartedness, the services, victorious services in our lives, we don't even make sure that these become accomplished. They don't become accomplished. They don't come to pass. Quite sad that we see those kinds of things also. Look, the Father's instructions are coming out, but we do half of them. That is half-heartedness. Apostle, what comes to mind? Yeah.
Yeah. And you have, we really have not, we are really have not, because really, 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 people are half-hearted because somehow if they're not fully committed in one place or in, I give for an example, go cricket. If the commitment is not there fully and they don't have the zeal and enthusiasm for the house of the Lord, obviously they're committed somewhere. It ain't that thing. You know? There are people who choose where they want to fully commit. You know, they can. We're now gonna have a horror. I'll give you an example. When I listen somebody that I know, now I was told, hey, come on, Sangano, hey, come on, Tekamo. I can whatever was when I a lot of women organizations.
Yeah.
So now, when I lay that she's part of, so fully committed there. That commitment, I so I want to also offer mixed feelings. More, I fully committed. So, committed. So, I'm motor in local church, I committed. Bamakan. Or, I can't. Lomotulo. Have you ever been in Canama tomorrow? Jump. We were like, no, I'm a Tomo on Tachelet, you know, that kind of a thing. So sometimes there's that kind of a scenario where people choose where they want to be fully committed, where they want their heart to be fully devoted to. So Moho Mokili have measure, you know. Maroon, you read the word of God in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. I know your deeds, you are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to vomit you out of my mouth. You know, so Morana Haba at Liribe had five hat montons high, you know, lukewarmness, kurubona bona, holy lukewarm. Sooner or later you will definitely backslide. Then it starts there. Because lukewarmness also le half heartedness. It signifies for when mudimu yena o nale yena gore wa mo reject. You are neither rejecting God, you are also neither accepting God. You are somewhere on the borderline.
Sure.
So ba tlo ba safe re phela mona ko where people wants to be safe abo. So they tread carefully. Ba tla botsa no re tread carefully. So he ba tread carefully. At the end of the day, who tread ha bona carefully, who betsa ba be half hearted. Because obviously, if you're trading carefully, most especially with the things of God, Okasuko wants you to go all out for God. And that affects your growth as a child of God, your spiritual growth. That affects also your faith in God. That also affects your relationship, because as we commit to the house of God, we must also commit to the people of God, because it's a community. So if you're half-hearted, how then can you be committed to this community? To this community, calling Koyon. So, Sansu Kupu over with the Dilo, with Avocabana Carabao Twain. Nila, want to buy a soup, lesson to it. We hear people say that.
Hey.
You know, buy a soup. Mar in other places, ever go, Sanakin says the Sunday Joe, the Vatuva de San Bansadi, the Chelet.
Stock fair. Stock fair.
I go for filling. We can see what is next. Go for, you know, once I
last talk for long. Go for next. Go for yeah.
But look, it's okay. Kurubo, we are not malo. Tago, bo, 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 uba senyotana. I remember when I used to pastor a church in Western Cape. Ah, have a car mugalelo. Aye, no, go for it next. Was the last.
Byem kalelo.
Byem kalelo and kalo.
Kausha, kau, kausha.
Because they are committed to go to Kulenta Bobayenza. Mara, more Dimunkiri have measure. They are neither here nor there. So even the way Baba Betandilo, Tamudimakatang, by Yetakatela, Essing Sharp, Essing Decent, no excellence. Don't expect excellence from a person who's half hearted. They don't excel in whatever they do because they don't care. So, Lomu Kupombo, or it is something else. Umanuyans and Jay, you know, just to call some cat. So, at the end of the day, yes, I did it because of Kalisum Teto. You can't even complain because attitude says it all. You know, Motoling, half hearted, luckily enough, Abana Halajo, you can't miss them. The way they do things, even the way they speak, their actions, they speak louder.
Yeah.
They don't hide it. So it's an illegitimate expectation to expect somebody already who's half-hearted to go all the way to do what you have instructed them to do. Like I say, what about what are none of our pork? So but to have a lot of soup until more than I deal with them. But so go on and move over to the next person who's willing. But the sad part about it. People who are half-hearted about different level to have an aligned doubt about different level to have a verbal carbon. I'm only telling you in the book of Revelation or but lukewarm. Get another book for now.
Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are looking into the very notion and issue of what is meant. What is meant by half-heartedness? What do we mean when we talk about that? When we talk about half-heartedness, and I want to bring these verses to you, Second Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 23, it says, verse 33, sorry. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not directed their hearts to the Elohim Yahuwah of their fathers. So it's when you see people still have those things, Zabonem, and their hearts are not fully directed to the Father, even though what is sometimes cultural day. Wonke abantu abanye beze bagcoka ezinye izinto kuyese kuyenziwe ezinye izinto ini bese kuba ne traditional day bese kwenzeka ini bese kuba ne Easter kwenzeka ini nani bese ngapha sithanda uNkulunkulu bese kuba ne Christmas service kwenzeka ini nani bese kuba ne Valentine's Day. Sometimes these things in the name of Jesus. Anniversary, yamanyalo, oh, birthday, hey, my daughter, hey, Ziyabuya, hey, Chigi, listen to. Now, we see these things, and this verse is speaking to that in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 23. It says, nevertheless, the high places, means those places where they worshipped evil spirits and other gods, those places were not removed. Those altars were not removed, were not taken away. The people had not yet directed. They were not direct with the Father. Umuntu ongekho direct with the Father. U indirect. Uhamba ngapha emaceleni. Kodwa ngiyamthanda yena. Hayi, uzaloku angibambe ngesandla. I serve a perfect God. I am an imperfect human being serving a perfect God. I am uthini? I am what in the making. How? Be ye holy for I am holy. Aye, by call or by lashela.
Aye, call that.
Hey, Makamu! What's in him for?
Unfundeswan.
Baba.
I took a check up call man in Yoko.
Hallelujah.
Yabonga Kutina in Yoko in the Lenger on Pastor Oam.
Sakaramena.
Amen. Half-heartedness, Mruti, it's a lack of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Determination, lack of commitment in one's action or effort. Umuntu aleka determination. Lo muntu lo half-heartedness. Because in determination, you born is a good moment to roll out. We are a phone, a lane to roll as a tall lane to a phone. So, you know, book at the part, Nako Kuba Hebrew chapter 6. Utum Pastor Paulo, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. We don't want you to become lazy. Umuntu lazy, akuso umuntu angenzi. Umuntu lazy, umuntu wenzayo. Kodwa uyambona nje ukuthi na akunalo umfulo yana ukumele ube khona. But yena uyenza. Angeke ngubekisela ngabasebenzi bakamasipala mfundisi angazi uke wababona yini. Abasebenzi bakamasipala uma ngaba kubloke i-drainage uthathe imoto leyana angazi ekuruleni or umuphi lo masipala lola bafika bayipake laphayana kube nabo u-two ababeke ibhoto laphayana then abanye baqambalala phansi ngesiso balale hlalwa 3 days or 4 days kwaleya ndawo leya ngoba ukhona ba ba ba
bathe phansi kwehlahla
nokupheka khona lapho.
Eh aba umunye uyapheka laphayana. Hayi bayisixolela kodwa into is the way ungakona mfundisi wami. Yeah. Then ke uyibuza ukuthi na bazele kuzopheka lapha or bazele kuzo unblockulula le into le la iblockile la. But hayi baba lelo uzomunye somthatha seke ubuke nefoni into efana naleyo nje. Uye mfundisi ile nto le ye lack of determination in what you are doing. When you lack determination umfundisi wami, when you lack enthusiasm kwinto uyenzayo, most of the times into yenzayo ayiphumeleli ngoba awunawo lo mdladla lo kumele ube khona wokuveza le nto lela ukuthi yifezeke. Awunawo. Traffic cop likhuluma athi mina nje ukukhwehlela kancane ngihlale endlini ngoba government uma ngafa la
sanokapto babeke umuntu laphaya
angazukho wasiza leso uma ngifile nje kusasa laphayana ngime khona ndabaza babeke omunye umuntu laphayana. So kumele nje ngizinese ngoba uma ngingazinese ubani azoninese. And leso spirit lesilapha sibonisa noma ungaba uyehoma face or uya kuma-saps or whatever lapho uya khona once kuba naleso spirit sokuthi na inkinga kusasa kuzoba kunomunye umuntu ahlele edeskini yami, so angizokuzibulala nje ngiyenza nje. And leso spirit lesilapha sibulala abantu ngoba awunandaba nomuntu lo umsevisayo. Awunandaba naye. That is the reason uJehova uthi na ngithandi ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Hayi half-heartedness, i-half lena yinelinye igama eli whole-hearted. I-whole sokuthi inhliziyo yakho yonke but la i-half. Ungithanda hafu wena, awungithandi ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Uma ungithanda ngenhliziyo yakho, doesn't matter what you are going through, you will stand your ground. Ume uthi lonke imkhonzayo ngiyamazi. Akuna ndaba ukuthi isimo sime kanjani. Uyamkhumbula uJob wayemthanda ngenhliziyo yakhe uJehova. Job even refused to give you credit to Satan. I don't know mfundisi ukuthi uyibonile. Akamnikanga credit to Satan. Ngoba kube umakamo ngoba tho uSatan akeseke ufike wanihlasela. No. Job knows ukuthi na uSatan akana power.
Yeah.
Job knows ukuthi na yikwinto yingeza kimi ngidlulanga kubaba. So umuntu engimthandayo mina uye lo ungiphile, uye lo futhi ungithathele. Lo muntu engimthandayo. Anke ngibuke lapha nomfundisi wami ku 2 Kings chapter 5. There is this soldier engibukayo ngesikhathi. Inkingi nginokuyicabanga nje. This man emva kokuthi aphethe ilepere. Uya kumprofeti, umprofeti uthi na dip yourself lapha emfuleni seven times. Le out is hi man, you can't fully right kumbe umxhosa le out is ukhlanga kubi kumbe umswati wezethu uzakiwe kinyalo. You understand? Ayikho mfule right le chazon manje se umangwa yilabantu ahamba nabo. But kube kutshele into enzima wongeke yini uyenze. Waphuma ayongena ngathi ngiyambona ngendlela bekangena ngayo ngiyenza ngiyangena kodwa se angeneli mina sengingenela nina mehlo wenu. Wayengasangeneli yena
kwengenela labantu laba ahamba nabo ngoba yibo bathi hawu kube lo muntu kutshele into enzima kwene sex ilekof determination umfundisi wami yenza ukuthi izinto zingayenzeki ngenxa yokuthi na or ezinye izinto zenzeka but zenzeke slow ngenxa yokuthi na we lack determination asinayo umfulo push leyana ukuthi ngiziphushe ngokwami ukuthi na ngibona my dream ifezeke uyambona umuntu maye enkonzweni umfundisi wami ubheka umuntu maye enkonzweni or ubheka umuntu maye emsebenzini umcompare the very same person uma emsebenzini or aye enkonzweni
yeah.
umtheke uma emsebenzini angena ngo 7 azenze sho ukuthi ngo 5 uvukile ayilile uqedile ngo 6 or depending ukuthi na ufuna ukuthi ngesikhathi kodwa at least makushaye ukuthi u 7 ngisemsebenzini
yeah.
Hoza Sunday Hoza Sunday umbona ukuthi ufika ngesikhathi bani
Eish.
And lo muntu lo la expect ama blessings phambi kwa Jehova lo anga respect nesikhathi sakhe lo uNkulunkulu lo akhuluma ngaye akase respect isikhathi sakhe when it comes to going to church uzofika ngesikhathi asithandayo ngapho uvulele nefoni ngapho yonke lento kuyakhala ubona ukuthi Nkosi yami kodwa kumele kuze kumemezela ukuthi mbazalwane sicela ukuthi amafoni avalwe or sicela ukuthi kodwa Nkosi yami kodwa kodwa Jehova
yakuzwa
understand so ilento lela umuntu uleka we half heartedness most of the times umfundisi wami ne patience anganayo ankengeme kancane la nkendedela umpostola wami
thank you so much mfundisi makamu we are talking about half heartedness what it is even all about
radio pulpit 657 am a companion for those who need encouragement listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za
do you need prayer Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, hanging out with the Apostle Phumla Mfene and of course also with Mfundisi Makamu. We are touching base. This is the issue of half-heartedness, indecision and double-mindedness. You can take it from that aspect there. And we need to determine as to how it is when one is serving half-heartedly. So the verses that we are reading are pointing directly to that. Now, when you look also into 2 Chronicles 25, verses 2, this is Amaziah. He did what was right in the sight of the Elohim, but not with a loyal heart. Now, Apostle, there are people who basically are doing what is right. They
right.
serve, they tithe, they do outreaches, they do soul winning, they do revivals, they are there when you conference, they are working. Look, man, they serve. They serve when they are not in the service. You can see a gap, you know,
right.
because these people are serving, but
right.
they have one deficiency. That is making them half-hearted in their services.
Yeah.
In all the goodness there, they lack loyalty. Such people, you can hear the other day, but hey, I was on Facebook. They were rolling more about babolela di tongues. I was on them. I was on a silo. Empenyana ila e pepule la uba feeling yona uri I ordain you, you are my sons and daughters. Never di lakete kwa. You know, ba per di kipa, ba rola mo fatsi, di kipa di ngwetse free, tedi di ngwetse legalize.
Yeah.
You know, because basically, you know, you can do all these things, but if you do them outside of a loyal heart, you're just pretending.
Yeah.
This is just Phariseeism. You're like Pharisees. What's your take there?
Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs, because definitely you'll have such people who now, because remember, Joe, you should let us to do with Call of Duty. So people are somehow delegated to do certain things.
Yeah.
So even from time to time, what people wrote, owner, delegated to do A, B, C, D. So I'm trying to add something I hear, and nobody interferes with that. So we just said, I know, like a department, they are so and so, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but that does not warrant the fact that Mutopilwa hai imoko. Umpani ufile spani. And then there are people, you know, you said it very powerful, or yet they are not aba loyal, libatubana. Bayeta spani mare, peliwabona hai imolumo spani seva setan.
Yeah.
Bayeta simply because they were asked, and lohona, when I listen, people would say, anyway, you know, let me just do it because he says he will do it anyway. But really, your heart is not there. So why it's a fella just because unoko fitis and joko bona halo no so we really. That is what ultimately, Joe. Because it's such a sad state of affairs, because you realize that they've been serving, you know, they've been running around, you know, You know, that kind of thing. That can also be another reason why people, in whatever that they're doing, by it, wholeheartedly. You know, they should have asked me to do in twe tsanke mamang. You know, I can do it better. So leba u feel something to do. U feel okare bako ba utosise, but you don't want to show. You do it and wa feta. But hence that kind of an attitude. Ainki seba kahore itachelle. After some time, wa thoma manifesta all over. Social media platform. You didn't even take time to really address the issue with the leadership. But also allow me to quote 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1. Elijah approached Banaba Mudimo, Banaba Israel. How long will you waver between two opinions? Because people who are hard-hearted or half-hearted, they always have, there's always a thing going on, Libona. They're double-minded. Abana is sound mind, they're not stable. Abana san so Elijah Kalimelanina are for how long? If the Lord God is your God, follow him. But if Baal is your God, follow him. You know, I initially said that people who are the Baba claim out that trading carefully.
Yeah.
No, we are here in the Lord, but also we are there. Go, because in Dumbe.
Hey, well.
Babo. So, and then, so, now goes in Dumbe, and how you let about what I'm saying at those Nansona Marwa deliver. And then, how come Momorene what you are into, but you don't deliver because Nana Ofila or Undumbe, Kona Karhuto, Verekehela Kote. So, all your efforts and everything that has to do with you, your resources, your time. We spend the more. I just always look at this again, this waterfall.
Yeah.
And then people will be back anymore, but I'm like, Lord, this looks so dangerous.
Yes.
Mara, you would find where people are trading carefully, babbling half hearted, they don't mind to take those risks. Because remember where your heart is, and good Bible where your treasures are, that's where your heart is. So you'll show commitment the moment you all believe and go not fully. So because you believe fully, or commenting kwale ko ba o feeling instruction o feel like gogos bani ban ota so le everything the resources like as I say nako everything ya how we spend a more. And then when you're coming to the law, to the things of God, because vele somehow maybe you live in a Christian home or somehow you feel like you have been in this church for too long, so but you are not there fully. Your heart is not there. Your time, lo fitile wa jaha. Na kwengwe au lo saya, you are not even bothered. That people, when they don't come to the house of God, they're not bothered. They don't lose anything. They have nothing. Machache vile people are busy saying they have left the church. They haven't left God, you know? Because initially people who speak like that, right from the beginning, these are people who were in the house. But the heart was not in the house.
Yeah, half-hearted people.
The heart was not also with the God of the house.
Absolutely.
So at the end of the day, any exit point, they ever get tolang, any excuse, ever get tolang or bad, then they go because they were never loyal, they were never committed, they were never devoted. Yes, when they were given an instruction, they will carry it out, but that does not necessarily mean that they were fully there. They were not persuaded. They were just waiting for a time for bad to get out.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about half-heartedness. How do you see this? And what does the word say? And today when we look at ourselves, would we be able to say, we were able to define there and there some aspects of serving half-heartedly. Some aspects of serving the Father half-heartedly. You know when the Father says, I want you to become part of the ministry, part of the show tonight, part of this. And you say, no, I just want to listen. But the Father knows that in your comment, you will be able to touch someone that me and Pumla and Bab Makam, we can't touch. But He will use you and your testimony to touch that person. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how the Father works. He works in His own ways. And we need to be very circumspect, you know, in our services towards Him, so that we don't sing amkasulu moyo ingwele, you know, by being arrogant on our part when it comes to serving the Father, and that we think that we can squeeze the Father in our busy schedules. Yeah! Everything else we beg a shil makamut. Everything else is lega gasling. Name Bella Kulugum 7 zinu ul aine lazala, aine gaga kulu, sengati, ngati trata, which sengati zengal kobeg, natul fagistash when no one gene only has good in kuma, natu fagistash, yazi, mara, makpanelunkunzwini. Aufuni vuga.
Yeah,
Aufuni kulega.
Hey,
Aufuni kushanganella. Ufika ngesikhathi la so measurele ukuthi okay but ngiyofika ngifuna ukwengena net makaqala umfundisa asephakathi naphakathi ashumayela ngoba uyazi ukuthi what time is that. You've even scheduled your half-heartedness. And at times when it comes to serving the Father and then abakuphi le mali oyifunayo, you don't minister the way you're supposed to. You don't minister the way you're supposed to because abafakanga imali. I thanga qiqing kule afuna le afuna ke enkulu le yana ngathi TV le enkulu le qiqing I show my next. So ushumayela laphayana uloku uyibeke la esikhwameni sakho ukuthi at least mhlambi nga vibrator it
ngasukuzwe kanjani
ngathi ngathi bafakile leya 15,000 esizwene ngayo ngoba phela mina ngiy celebrity nje ukuvela 15. Hey madoda abayifakanga. Hey madoda, so laphayana awusakhulumi ne message uzomunye athi phela nu prepare lo message. I spent a sleepless night. And I'm funny patal. Televelni betal. Alabato Kenya Zaka. It happens. Much of the times we see that. All right. Look at this one. It says in Judah, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 10, Judah, it says, and yet for all her treacherous sister, Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says the Elohim. Judah, the house of Judah was pretending. There's a lot of pretense even amongst our, in our midst these days. When it comes to serving the Father, it's a sad state of affairs. Mfundisi Makam.
Hey, Mfundisi Wami. Unkulunkulu akafu ku akatina mthetho uqala nje mthandu Jehova lombu yakusha okukhuluma nale nsizwe yayicebe kakhulu le
yeah
uthi kwale nsizwe leya noma iceda kumbuza ukuthi ngingayenzani ukuthi to inherit the kingdom
hey madodoti
uthi hambo thengisa konke
hey madodoti
Uthetha inhliziyo la.
Hey madodoti.
Hamba uthengisa konke. Ubuye ungilande.
Ubuye ungilandele. Yes.
Kumele kucace ukuthi kahle kahle. Njengoba uthi uyamfuna lo uNkulunkulu, uthanda yena or uthanda lezi zinto zakho. Then kumele ucace. Kungakho laphana athina laphana ku Matthew chapter 6 athina ilentulela, don't store your treasures. Lapho umuhlwa uzolimaza khona into zenu. Ngoba wherever your treasure is, then your heart also will be there.
Yeah.
You understand? Then ikona lento nke ngayikhuluma ngelinyelanga mfundisi, I believe it was March. Okuthina. Most of the times sithatha imali thina abazalwane uma kunemicimbi yamadlozi yamademoni uthi hayi ukuze nje noma ngingavelanga mina kodwa imali yami nayi lapha uthatha le mali ubanika kodwa bayenza umsebenzi mina ngoba bayangazi ngomakamo hayi akumelanga ngivele nje kodwa thathani le mali lela ninenza ngikhona nami ngilapho because my treasure is there in other words mina ngithathe inyawo ngilibeke ngapha elinye ngilibekele as I said ukuthi in verse 4 ukuthi na kunxelwa ngenkaba awukhatwanga lento lela umbilical cord
yeah
you understand so sina le nkinga le lapho ukuthi na siyamthanda uNkulunkulu but uma adelay akungcono ngithi kushaya ikhona nyana nje then ngizobuya ngimbona uyabakhumbula la mantombazane lapha awu 10 virgins the Bible says ukuthi na i-5 yayihlakaniphile i-5 they were half-heartedness because bayazi ukuthi uyeza but instead ukuthi bathatha ilento la mafuta enough but hayi no it's okay siyobona uma sesifika phambili we'll cross that bridge when we get there ukuthi kunani laphana hayi sizobona uma sifika they don't calculate ukuthi na uma kungayenzeka sizoyiphuma kanje no but uma sesifika lapha sizobona ukuthi sikrossa kanjani. So manje asifuni nje ku and the Bible says ukuthi na midnight the king came. Abasena lutho. They were half heartedness. Apa umthanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakhe. Uma umthanda umuntu ngenhliziyo yakhe yakho yonke. Angekho kuthi in case uze abanye bomama babona bathanda amadoda babuze umbona aphuma amegetini athi ngalesikhathi lesi la sengiyeza ukuthi uyeza avula igarage avula laphana umile nje egetini ubambe remote ukuthi nankosi yami angaziye ayekele steering abambe remote yena angivulele umile ulapha egetini understand ngoba uprepare ukuthi kunomuntu uzayo umthandayo ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke. Christ, we are not doing the same. sisiyenza into half even nomnikele sinikela half ngoba asazi ukuthi sinikelela bani even ne worship iwe teaching about worship ukuthi worship is not about ukufika ucula is about intimacy with the Lord you go intimate with him when you go intimate with him then ukuphuma elinye ungakazulu practice ngoba you are in another world yele into lela ukuyo so inhliziyo yakho ngaleso sikhathi leso yila kwalo muntu you exchange with him then i-half-heartedness ula kodwa akekho la kungakho ubona nemishadi ibhidlika kangaka ngoba ulele la ngapho ukukhuluma nobani kuphe efonini akekho fully committed to you ulele nawe la ukommunicate nobani le kuphi le nayo indoda yilele la but ya communicate nobani efonini akekho umuntu u fully committed to one another akekho u committed u half la uthi nenkinga ngifuna ukushawa stroke ngoba uma ngimthola nomuntu ke ngifuna ukuzihenga ngiyenzela ukuthi uma ngimthola nomuntu ke at least ngizoba nginomngane la ngizothola ukuthobeka enhliziyo kuye lo thobeka enhliziyo kuye awukho full committed nalo usendlini awukho full committed half and lobo half love lapho udestroy umuzi wakho sokuthola ngelinye ilanga uyinyama yebhushari uzihengile phezulu seulenga uyinyama yasebhusha ulenga because awukho full committed and uNkulunkulu udinga umuntu will be full committed in order ukuthi na lo muntu think about the people of Israel uma bathi hambane niyaniyo izinto esithembisa ukuthi na niyaniyohlola laphayana bafika bona istenti ba-understand the power uNkulunkulu anayo bambone abacrosses bathini kwakho kusicrosses kwakho ichance lokuyani kukusicrosses eRed Sea kwakho ichance lokuyani abantu sibabone laphaya bandlula that Red Sea abantu sibabone lapha yini Red Sea kunalabantu laba yiyo ngeke singeke but two of them who were fully committed to the Lord who loved the Lord abamaziyo ukuthi ubani lona abambonila noma sebakhehlahla le bathi amanzi siwabonile but amanzi akhishwa uMoses lento esitshela yona ukuthi uNkulunkulu azisingenisa le ayisebenzi lento le lapho amanzi akhishwa uMoses akusho uNkulunkulu lento le ibonisa ukuthi awukho full committed and the people begin to grumble before God because abekho committed baba half sokudinga kumuntu azothi na in any situation any giant that comes my way anything ngibhekane nayo lo ungakimi mkhulu kuzo you know why God loved David because fika uDavid asika in the battlefield athola wonke amadoda abalekile bamile emva kweSaul uSaul uthi hamba wena hamba mama nobabukulet na alwathi hey mina ngiyasaba athi uDavid ubani yena lo muntu uthuka uNkulunkulu wami ngale ndlela
hey madoda
if lo muntu this uncircumcised person akakwazi ukuthuka uNkulunkulu angizi ngalezi khali unazo wena mina ngiza ngegama uyalaza uDavid ukuthi leli gama lela likelamsindisa ebereni uyamazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi ukwamsindisa phambi kwelayo. So ufuna committed, that is why David has been at na uJehova ufundisa idla izandla zami ukulwa. He knows ukuthi lo uNkulunkulu lona noma ngaba ngikwazi ukulwa but uma ngifikela imela uGoliath he will teach me this giant. And indeed, uNkulunkulu, this is the man after my heart.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But if we are not full committed, enthusiasm, we lack determination, we lack patience, then in case of Fananala, Babalala, Pestratin, Babasala, 4 or 5 days, Basalung is drainage, Lapan, Abapekan, Papa, Lapan. So Fananala.
Thank you so much, Muruti.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.